From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting, three explosions shook the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh today. Diplomats told the Associated Press that the explosions occurred about midnight Saudi time, which is just a short time ago. The explosions took place on the same day that the United States closed its embassy and other offices because of fears of a terrorist attack. Joining us now from Riyadh is Ihsan Buhulega, who is a member of the Saudi parliament. Mr. Buhulega, what have you been able to learn tonight?
It seems that this compound is not far away from where I live and from where I'm receiving your call right now. It's outside the DQ, the diplomatic quarter, where also you have the American embassy and other embassies. And it seems from an interview that was conducted, and I was listening to that about 10 minutes ago with the manager of the compound, that none of the 200 families living in there, none of them are Americans. So 200 families, about 196 Arab families, one French family, one Italian family, and two German families, and that's it.
Anybody injured?
Yes, a number of injuries and killings, but no reports whatsoever right now. And until this moment, no official statement, but that statement can come in any time. Seems to me it's quite clear that this is a terrorist attack, and we've been really in this particular city dealing with that for the last 6 months, starting May 12 in a very real way. And there are certain efforts, very obvious ones, that are taken by people living in the and managing the compounds, the residential compounds, as well as the governmental agencies to beef up security and try to protect the lives of the innocents.
You mentioned May 12th. That was the last big attack inside Saudi Arabia, terrorist attack. Can I just ask, I know that the U.S. Embassy and other diplomatic facilities were closed today because of fears of an attack on this particular day. What extra efforts had you seen from Saudi authorities just moving around the streets in the last 24 hours?
Well, there are a number of checkpoints, and they are trying. You see, Riyadh is a big city, really, with about 5 million inhabitants, and this is also the month of Ramadan, and it's very crowded during the night. For example, it will take me from my office downtown to my house about maybe 12 minutes. Tonight it took me about 30 minutes, and that's the case every night for the last 14 nights of Ramadan. But so the thing is that the authorities are trying to strike a balance between letting the people resume their like daily routines and protecting their lives. And it seems to me that they are really doing a very good job.
Ihsan Buhulega is a Saudi member of parliament. He's in Riyadh, a short distance away from as many as three explosions which struck that city tonight. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.